USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says he has not discussed the ongoing Russia investigation with President Trump.
As I've said earlier today in my opening remarks, I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says this whole hearing seems to be a bit of a sideshow.
When we look forward into this hearing today, we're going to have plenty of theatrics. Bring your popcorn. I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back, because that's what this is becoming.
An Idaho nurse is pleading guilty to one count of tampering with evidence in the murder case of Colorado mom Kelsey Barrett. Crystal Kennedy told a judge that she will testify against the victim's fiancé, Patrick Frazee. The National Enquirer is launching its own investigation into Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos' claim that the tabloid tried to blackmail him. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Lots of reaction on Capitol Hill as Democrats say they'll address climate change. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democrats, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and U.S. Senator Ed Markey, have unveiled the details of their plan to address climate change. Called the Green New Deal, it would change the nation's requirements for energy to all renewable by 2030. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, says
her direction would take us down the road of an economy that's pretty constant, and how do you divide it up so more people have less? I'm interested in creating a growing economy where there's more for more people.
Services for former Democratic Congressman John Dingell will be held in Michigan and Washington, D.C. He passed away late Thursday night at the age of 92 after a battle with prostate cancer. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A story that has gripped much of the nation was the story of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss, as you remember, was kidnapped on October 15th back in her rural Wisconsin home after her parents were killed. On the afternoon of January 10th, Kloss was able to escape the cabin where she was being held captive for 88 days. Child safety advocate and kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart described the recovery as a miracle and described Kloss as a hero. All that being said, it will take Kloss some time to get over the huge trauma that she suffered. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Liz Art. She's author of a new book titled The Courage to Rise, using movement, mindfulness, and healing foods to triumph over trauma. She has some advice for Jamie Kloss.
First thing is to just allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. I always say that we can't heal what we can't feel, but then finding a support group of people that can help with that healing. So be surrounded by community to find those safe spaces, whether it is a therapist to speak with, and then starting to bring tools to use on an everyday basis. So even things like just tapping into your own breath, using our breath can be a really powerful way to pull us out of this fight or flight stress response and bring us into our relaxation response, but really using support.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.